Heritage along the Kyle Line, Garve Station, featuring the hydro and other industrial remains. The route between Garve and Achenault passes by a number of power stations and dams. These are part of the ambitious post-war project to generate hydroelectric energy. The schemes were hugely ambitious, tapping burns and rivers using lochs to hold water, and then underground pipes to move water between straths. The project required a huge labour force, often working in dangerous conditions. The buildings and pipelines you pass are part of the Conan Valley scheme, built in 1957 and expanded in 1961. As you go by Mossford Power Station, you can see the huge pipeline coming down the hillside, bringing the water to the power station, after a 5-mile underground tunnel from Loch Glasscarnach. The train also passes close to Achenault Power Station, where there is a fish ladder. The water is discharged into Loch Lookert. The Lookert Dam, not visible from the train, raised the level of the loch. This necessitated the rebuilding of the rail line and the Loch Lookert station. The rising levels also submerged the hamlet of Mossford. With the hydro scheme came the introduction of the transmission pylons and the distribution substations. Visually, they were the predecessors of the wind turbines, which are visible remainders of energy potential in the area. Wind farms are likely to be an increasing feature along the route, and remains for archaeologists of the future. Although the landscape the rail line passes through is rural, there are a few other industrial remains along the line. As one goes through the narrow pass at Ravensrock between Garve and Dingwall, the remains of a 1920s rock crusher has been left behind just beside the line. It flashes by quickly on the south side of the line. There were originally 2 Blake Marsden rock crushers at this quarry, and 6 railway sidings, 2 passing under the rock crushers. They crushed 120 tons of stone a day, later increasing to 160 tons, with the crushed rock removed by a daily train of 10 wagons. The material was then used for road building. The quarry ceased production in 1939, with the sidings removed in 1952.